diving into the stream of life. In The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, C.S. Lewis wrote a beautiful allegory of baptism. Eustace has fallen asleep thinking angry, greedy thoughts in a dragon's lair. He has tried to safeguard one piece of treasure for himself by wedging a great lord's wristband high up his arm. Unbeknownst to him, the old dragon has died in the night, and when he awakes, he discovers to his dismay that he has turned into a dragon. The wristband is biting painfully into the flesh of his great dragon foreleg. Discovering that his inner dragon nature has transformed his outer being gives Eustace the chance to change his attitudes. He notices for the first time the value of friendship and community, and he tries to be helpful to his comrades once he's found out how to reassure them that he is, that rare thing, a friendly dragon. One night, Aslan, the lion who in Narnia is the embodiment of Christ, calls him to follow him to a pool. Eustace longs to bathe his leg in the cool water. Aslan tells him that he has to undress first. Scratching and clawing at himself, Eustace desperately tries to shed his scales like a snake skin. He sheds 3 skins, only to notice each time that there is another one beneath. He becomes frightened that he will never be rid of the scales. Aslan's voice says to him, "You will have to let me undress you." And he tears the dragon skin from him, picks him up and drops him into the pool. As Eustace washes, he realizes that his arm is no longer in pain because he has turned back into a boy. Baptism is not just a moment in time. Our calling as Christians is to recognize that the dragon nature within us needs constantly to be recognized, and that we need help in removing the scaly skin. I'm always amazed how quickly I can adopt fixed positions, how a fleeting angry thought becomes an unexamined conviction or a prejudice, how, on the other hand, the desire for a quiet life leads me to deny or neglect the difficult experiences of others. All of this and more makes up a scaly dragon skin that constantly needs to be shed. This is the world of St. John, which speaks to us today just as it did to those who streamed out to him in the Judean desert nearly 2,000 years ago. What we can do in quiet inner reflection, aided sometimes by the sacrament of rebaptism, the sacramental consultation, can happen as well in every act of consecration of man. The forces that hinder us, which are named at the beginning of the offering as denial, strayings, and weaknesses, are our dragon skins. Shedding them and taking part in the rest of the service with true openness can lead us to the kind of renewal and the new discoveries that Eustace experienced in the pool.